Hey, how's it going out there? Welcome back. It's another week of the Carolyn and Joe Show. How's it going, Carolyn?
I'm doing excellent.
How are you? Are you really doing excellent this time?
Yeah.
Are you feeling really, really hot and you're like, this is going to be the best show ever?
I'm feeling in fuego because I just had some fish tacos.
Fish tacos?
Yeah. But first.
You know, I haven't had fish tacos before.
Before we talk about fish tacos.
Oh, wait a minute.
We need to talk about our guest tonight.
Who is our guest tonight, or today?
Or this morning, or whenever you're listening to this.
This week.
This week, our lucky special guest, Brandon Weatherby, is here.
I'm Brandon Weatherby.
Hey, Brandon, how are you doing today, man?
I'm not full of fish tacos.
Have you ever had fish tacos?
I have. They're great. Where did you guys go?
Excellent. We went down the street to the place that I don't know what it's called, but it had a big sign that was neon lights that said fish tacos.
Fantastic.
You know what? Like, I've never actually been to this section of DC.
Are you familiar with this place?
Not a clue.
Really,
but I will look for it.
Kind of right around the corner. But we'll try to note it for you.
Carolyn kept calling this that area Eddie Guerrero land.
The wrestler Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah. Eddie. Yeah. Are you a
fan?
Town.
Why?
Are you a fan of wrestling?
Have you seen
by any chance?
The people that
used
are around
to be.
There?
You mean there's a lot of Hispanic people in the neighborhood?
Yeah.
But then yes, it's Eddie Guerrero land.
That's what I call those lands.
It's also the same land who Eddie Guerrero famously died. Suicide.
Yes.
He committed suicide.
Wait, no,
it was
not suicide.
No,
not
no.
suicide.
What was it?
We know our wrestling.
It was a heart failure. So when you take enough steroids and then you just die, it's not suicide. It's heart failure.
Apparently, from what I've heard from my sources, is that he has been clean for the past 4 years or so.
So with withdrawal from hardcore awesome drugs, you will die, and now it's not suicide.
Well,
that's not even the point.
I know he was trying to be clean. Let's be honest.
What? Tap on the wood. Tap on the wood.
Did you just kill an ant?
Yes.
Yeah, there's too many ants in this apartment.
Was that an ant? I wasn't really sure.
Yeah.
Oh, we got
that.
So
okay?
Are
you offended that I killed
no,
an ant
kill
in,
it.
Your place?
Yeah,
okay.
Kill it.
Destroy it.
Anyway.
Also, we are in fact recording in D.C. for the very first time.
Is that really true?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yep. We have gone off-site before to do remote locations.
But outside of D.C., this is the
first
time we're invading D.C.
This is the first time inside the actual district.
Welcome.
Welcome.
And I'm killing an ant on a table.
That's right.
And we're talking about Eddie Guerrero.
That's how we stake our claim in here.
Eddie Guerrero's
Eddie
widow.
Eddie Guerrero's ghost.
His widow.
Yes.
Ended up in
Vicky
ended up in storylines for WWE for
yes.
like the next 6 months following
she's
the
still
death.
Here,
right? We are up to date.
Okay.
We're up to date on our wrestling
she's still
by far.
That's the weirdest part about this whole story.
How's that weird?
Her husband just died. She was in a loving marriage with him for, like, a long time, 20,
yeah.
20 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden she's making out with random wrestlers for the next ever. Based on Vince McMahon's, like, just
whims. I think
there
was some time in between, because she didn't, like, immediately
Not a
in.
Lot, not a lot. The point is just, it's just some weird creepy dude that's probably responsible for the
well,
death
but
of
you
your
know
husband.
What? Wasn't she kissing Edge?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know what? I have to say, as a female...
No, it's a step up.
I mean...
It's awesome.
I'm not saying it's a step up from Eddie, but I can't really compare Edge with Eddie Guerrero in that standpoint, but Edge is a pretty good-looking guy, so...
And he's like 15 years younger.
But let's take this to the next level, too. They also made Vicky Guerrero into the most hated character in WWE.
It
yeah.
is great.
You know what
it's
mean?
Great. I do love it. No one can be... Have you seen her... Like, when was the last time you watched...
Oh, I haven't seen any of this in years.
Oh,
I just
my
know
gosh.
About
her
this.
Her character has so much evolved, Brandon. Like, her character... Like, she's like...
As opposed to a grieving widow? Yes.
Well,
yes.
Like,
yes.
She's like...
Not only that, but her
cougar.
Daughter is wrestling, too.
Oh, man, that's great.
Something fell.
It's just a salt shaker. It's
oh,
okay.
My God.
I
can't handle this fast-paced lifestyle of District of Columbia.
What is that? Oh, it's a bird.
It's a bird salt shaker.
I thought it was going to break.
No, it didn't.
That's good.
Oh, you guys are quaint.
At the same time, I also think, like, you know, the Guerreros were always, like, their whole family is, like, a wrestling family. You know, like,
oh,
every
yeah.
brother.
It's like the Hearts or something.
Yeah, so they're...
Who also has death in the family.
Yes.
Deaths.
let us catch you up on Vicky. Because Vicky right now, she's, like, this major heel that everyone boos to this, like, external point of just yelling... Boo, you suck. It's like incredible the amount of feedback.
Is there a Tea Party like faction of the WWE right now?
Tea Party?
Yeah.
I don't know for sure. I mean, There probably might be, but in general, I don't know. They just kind of seem... I don't know if I could say it's officially a Tea Party thing.
Who hates her? Like,
everyone.
I know what everybody, but like
everyone. Even, like, there's booze from everyone.
Her character is created, so she's like the most annoying character.
So do they hate her because she's annoying or because she's Mexican?
Annoying.
Yeah, okay. Because they're one of their biggest stars, Rey Mysterio, is Mexican. So.
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with race.
But you could say he wears
race.
A mask, but... I like that in this place I can do this lean.
When oh, yeah.
So you're like the Jordan Catalano?
Yeah, I do the Jordan Catalano lean on the side. Are you posing?
Jordan Catalano from My So-Called Life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the way you lean. It's so good.
Did you see the trailer that Jordan Catalano / Jared Leto made to star in the Kurt Cobain biopic?
No.
It's so bad. He plays Penny Royalty and then transitions to Rape Me. Jeez. It's the worst ever. Sorry.
I've met Jared Leto before at like a really bad mall in Richmond.
Why?
Well, he has his band
30 Seconds to Mars,
yeah. Right? So they were playing down in Alley Cats downtown. And then me and my friend were just going to go get some Chick-fil-A in this mall called Willow Lawn. And all of a sudden these two little punk looking kids come up to us and we're like, "Hey dude, we're from LA, dude. You should definitely come and check out our band. You guys look like you're into our music." And I was like, "Who are you?"
And those guys are in 30 Seconds to Mars.
One was Jared Leto and the other one was another guy from 30 Seconds to Mars. I had to...
What year was this?
This was in 2005.
Okay, so this is...
It was like before they got really big, like internationally. Yeah. They're pretty big in Europe.
But that's like 5 years after Fight Club and 10 years after My So-Called Life. Yeah. Like, you knew this guy for a long time.
But also, when I saw him, I really couldn't... You know, it was hard to tell who he was because I guess he's... In his, like, rocker gear. You know what I mean? Wearing his mohawk.
Well, there is nothing genuine about the man. Sorry, I'm just negative already.
And he's already... He grew up in Northern Virginia, too.
I did not know
that.
Yeah,
he went to... There's one school that's near, like, Thomas Jefferson, like, the other smart school.
He's got to be, like, 40 now.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Let's look that up.
Let's look up his age.
But they'll just say, like, and grew up in Northern Virginia. That's what Wikipedia will say. But he'll say, like, 2 years or something like that. Yeah, so Vicky Guerrero, everyone hates her.
That's
good. See, the thing is, this is how Vicky comes out. It will be, like, silent. No one will know who will come out behind the curtain, you know?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she's like, "Excuse me!" Like, really horrible.
Like a horrible teacher.
And just, like, on and on. Like, really, really loud and, like, for really long. And, like, everyone's just like, "Boo!" Like, it's the most annoying, "Excuse me." And then she says it probably, like... 8 times.
So Vicky Guerrero is playing the role of the nagging wife, the nagging girlfriend, the nagging mother.
Well, now she was also the nagging boss.
The nagging boss.
She was like the general manager of SmackDown.
And
so
on top of that, she's wearing a necklace that says Cougar.
And then she was sleeping with the world champion to get power.
Yeah, and she was with Edge, and then they got divorced, and then now
But they didn't get married in real life.
No. It was all storyline.
Well, some of them actually are married.
That's true.
But then, and now she's with Dolph Ziggler. So basically, anyone who wants to be like this big opportunist, like Edge, and now you know she's all these big opportunist type wrestlers will just get with Vicky, and it's weird. But now they're business partners.
Here's also another.
So who knows?
Here's another thing. It's like when she first started out, you know, so she was fat. Like, you know, when they first introduced her into the Federation, she was fat. So what do? They make fun of her weight.
Yeah.
Really bad. It becomes like the one staple of like how to get to Vicky is to like make fun of her weight to the point where
people had signs that had like pig and stuff like that. Like, or even more insulting than that. I can't remember some of the signs.
Yeah,
but
pig's
not
that bad.
I just remember seeing some of the signs and I was like, oh man.
But here's
hardcore,
the here's the thing though, she's really good at that character.
Oh, I'm sure.
Really she's good. Amazing at that character.
Whoa, she has the first thing that pops up is nude pics of Vicky.
Click it.
No. Yeah, she looks a lot different than when he first died.
Can you look at there's no sensor on like what is that? That's an iPhone, right?
Reflection in your glasses.
Yeah, I'm just like it's an iPhone.
Do they have like any censorship on
there? Yeah, there's censorship.
It's like blocking.
I'm just using Google.
But there's like a black box.
I'm using Safe Search or whatever. Unsafe Search.
I always wondered about that because I don't have an iPhone or an iPad.
No, it's
or
just it's
iPod.
Same as Google.
Isn't that the same as any? It's the internet, Joe.
Yeah. I didn't know
it's
if like
you're
a phone
actually looking at it smaller on the phone.
You can tell she did lose a lot of weight. It looks
she
like she had some plastic surgery.
I don't know if she did, but. Maybe you're looking at it too small, but from what I could tell, I didn't think she got plastic surgery. But you could see her gradual weight loss
over
the past like 2 years.
Like, let me ask you this, Brandon: if you were in wrestling, wouldn't you want to be?
No, the problem is you're already presupposing I would ever be in wrestling.
Yeah, well, if you had a choice, If there's a choice where you're already in wrestling, would you want to be a bad guy or a good guy?
Could I be an announcer?
But they actually do choose sides too.
I know. I'd be the good guy announcer.
The good guy announcer.
Yeah.
That would be really.
Yeah. Well, my favorite character.
Straight man.
Who's your favorite character of all time?
Rug wrestler or just character in general?
Just character.
Wrestler.
Wrestler. Okay.
Anything involving wrestling.
Dude,
what's your favorite?
That's really tough question.
That should not
actually
be the toughest
Dude,
question.
It is. It
you
is,
either
it
have
is
the best or
you.
The worst life if that is the toughest question you could possibly answer.
Because it's just like any other. You know, I'm a fan of The Rock. You know what I mean?
Okay, that's good. Then
yeah,
just go with The Rock.
The Rock.
The Rock's always been he started out as a bad guy, but not really like 100% bad.
No, that's not true. The history of The Rock was he started out as an ultra good guy, right? Mm-hmm. But the true matter was, people at that point hated good guys, so
yes.
He got booed to hell.
Of course.
And then they flipped
well,
him over.
Well, this is the tail end of the Stone Cold era.
That's the beginning.
No, The Rock's lasted longer than Stone Cold.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He did.
Yeah.
He has more crossover value. But
obviously.
His character, I think, is still based on just being a bad guy.
The Rock?
Yeah.
No, The Rock's character is being the people's champion.
But he still talks trash like a bad guy.
Everyone talks trash, though. Hulk Hogan talked trash.
Did he really talk trash?
Yeah, he did, definitely. Think about it.
Do you have any... Well, let me think of...
Yeah,
how,
The Ultimate Warrior.
Yep.
Yeah. That's my favorite.
have you watched an Ultimate Warrior interview?
Oh, yes.
When he's talking about, like, when the stars align... And when the pilots join,
yeah,
and he looks at his hands.
That's that is the thing that predicted 9/11.
Yeah.
20 years. That's not a joke. He says,
really?
Find this clip. I'll find it right now. And if I could, we could put it in the show right now.
Okay.
He essentially says.
He predicted 9/11?
Yeah. Well, he didn't predict
Dude,
it. He told the pilot to crash into the Empire State Building because WrestleMania was in Madison
Wait,
Square
Empire,
Garden.
Oh, Empire State. Okay.
And
I love that theory, man. I don't know why no one's brought that up. Maybe
I did a whole reading about
maybe
it.
Because they're like, wow. Maybe because Ultimate Warrior went into politics and then.
Ultimate Warrior is the most interesting story.
Did you see his DVD?
The WWE sanctioned one?
Yeah.
Yes, I've seen that. It's very good. It's very weird. But did you ever see him lecture at DePaul University?
No.
I haven't seen him, but I've heard.
But I know
I've seen
he does
video of him.
Tours.
It's the video. He's a truther. He's a crazy truther, right wing guy, and it's fantastic.
But the quotes I always heard was like, "Shut up, you faggot! Before I put my dick in your mouth,
yeah,
or how
like
can
that.
You talk
oh
with
gosh.
My your dick in your mouth?" I'm like, "Damn, dude, he's not talking about the stars and stuff anymore."
Oh, it's so good. I love Hulk Hogan. I'm sorry, not Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan just depressed. Here
okay,
we go.
I was gonna say because I really don't like Hulk Hogan.
It's 3 minutes and 50 seconds. Should I just? You want to plug it in and play it, or should we just like talk?
What's the input?
Crash the plane. Oh, it's just the same as your. Trust me, it's all the same audio.
Let's do it.
So you'd have to.
You just unplug. You kill that first, and then yeah. Sorry, I'm not trying to hijack the show, but I do.
It's all right.
Want
we're in DC
talk about the Ultimate Warrior.
Let's
here we go.
Let's have a quote.
I think this
is
might
the volume
be
up,
from the DVD.
Oops. Sounds so scary when it's by himself.
His back is turned towards us.
How could this not captivate you?
This fucking scary as shit, dude. Imagine
now he's turning towards
here,
us.
Here, imagine not looking at the image and just listening. Yeah, put it all the way.
WrestleMania!
I'm psyched.
By conventional means, the normals you travel with experience.
His back is still turned to us. I love it.
He's going to start grunting. It's fantastic.
As you realize, all that is left is total self-destruction. Do you, Hulk Hogan, show self-pity? Do you, Hulk Hogan, try to reason why? Do you, Hulk Hogan, try and comfort the normals that have even more fear?
This sounds like morning television.
This is awesome. Look at his hair, man.
Or do you, Hulk Hogan?
I wanted to have hair like that when I was younger.
Describe his hair.
It's sort of like Bon Jovi, but out of like steroids, Bon Jovi.
Kick the cockpit door down.
See? 9/11.
Ooh.
Take the two pilots that have already made the sacrifice so that you can face this challenge. Dispose Shove that control into a nosedive, Hulk Hogan.
Wow.
Where's his eyes, man? I can't see his eyes from over here.
Yourself to total self-destruction. As you realize, Hulk Hogan, you are about to enter a world close to parts unknown. Oh, smell it, warriors.
This is...
Do you, Hulk Hogan?
He's pretty ripped at this point, too.
Destroyed, or do you, Hulk Hogan, face that challenge that may be more powerful than even you are, Hulk Hogan? You, Hulk Hogan, must self-destruct so that you will know, Hulk Hogan, who is the Chosen One.
This is amazing.
Wow.
Hulk Hogan, I am not the Chosen One that you speak.
You can cut it. You can cut it. So,
so what year was this?
That's let's look at the info. Actually, that's insane.
Let me ask you this though. When was the first time you saw that? Did you see that when it was like?
I saw it when it came out. Well, I didn't have. I don't know about you guys, but we never got like the pay per view or whatever. We saw WrestleMania in clips like the following day on, when they played it on Sunday morning or Saturday morning. So I saw this stuff the following morning, and it was amazing. And I still remember. I watched this when it happened. This is not like retrospect loving it. This is, that doesn't even make sense.
Like when you saw it, like basically when it came out live.
Loved it. I was totally in. I bought it, hook, line, and sinker.
You know, I'm an Ultimate Warrior fan over Hogan fan too.
Oh, of course. Hogan's boring to us.
Yeah.
We're like the third wave of wrestling fans. You know what I mean? So this is right up our alley. Carolyn, you look so bored. I apologize.
No, but she's actually a huge wrestling fan.
I like it.
It's just it's also like the simple fact is all of us have a different taste of likes in wrestling.
Oh, of course,
you know what I mean?
Of course. And the Ultimate Warrior is the best because this pre, like, without this speech right here, you don't have Al-Qaeda or 9/11. You don't have ICP.
That's true.
Yep.
You don't have anyone saying that they're God. This is amazing. This is like 3.5 minutes that was on Saturday morning for all kids to see.
Dude, and that's totally...
Just crazy shit. Just the most insane stuff.
It's uncut, too.
Single camera, uncut. Like, this guy is the director's dream. Like, what a performer. What a crazy performer.
But he's still, the thing is like, even back then, you think he's just a character, but maybe that was, like, him all along.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
and you, and
even
lost
now,
his mind. And you know,
even, like, now, it's like, he, the stuff, I haven't watched all of it, but from what I've heard, he is, like, you know, this... a little bit crazy guy.
Yes.
And you know for a fact, he changed his name legally to Warrior.
Yes,
because of the copyright.
So yeah.
It's,
and it's
amazing.
And man, I would love to like just leave that on someone's voice message.
It won't last that long. That's how crazy his speeches are.
Does he actually, but he doesn't. Now, you've seen the speech in person?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
seen it in person.
Because I was wondering, like, does
my brother has actually.
When?
He was, jeez, okay, probably about 4 years ago, if I were to
guess. So it's like right in the crazy wheelhouse.
Yeah, probably, because I guess Warrior was doing like these whole bunch of like college tours.
That's his name. I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's not.
I mean, I'm really just calling him by his real name.
His real name.
So Warrior.
Listen,
was, it's on a driver's
It's like, if you're, like, you know, if you're like at a bar and he's like hanging out with them and you're just like, man, am I really going to just call you Warrior, sir?
He's got the best credit card. It says Warrior.
Warrior.
Expired 12.
Imagine though his license photo, man. I hope he looks so intense in his
I'm
photo.
Trying to find that.
Everything's on the internet.
Yeah.
I once found John Stewart's driver's license on the internet.
I'm sure it's very normal.
It's amazing because when I was younger, you know, I was totally like, wow, this is the greatest, dude, this guy is so intense. I want to put strings around my arms and pump up and be all jacked up and stuff like that. And then, like, you know, like 2 years
did
ago.
Did you really do that?
Actually did do that for, like PE in elementary school and play dodgeball. That's what got me all pumped up. And, I almost made it. It was still cool.
My brother, like, because he was going to University of Tennessee at the time, and so he saw the Warrior, and he actually interviewed the Warrior.
Really?
Yes.
What, any good tidbits?
I actually don't know, because I didn't really quiz him too much on it, but he was just like, yeah, that guy's intense. He's awesome.
He's like, yes, I really love.
Well, it's
he
and
talks
and, like,
like,
he
that.
Was all like,
yeah,
he was all about, like, really conservative morals and politics.
So would you say, is that your favorite wrestler?
Hands down, my favorite. Number two is Undertaker.
Undertaker.
Do you remember?
Undertaker is amazing.
When the Undertaker and Paul Bearer locked the Warrior into the casket.
The casket, yes.
And they had to drill holes in it.
Yeah.
That was my favorite.
Those are good storylines.
Those are good storylines.
Those are good times. That's the times you liked it, too.
That's like 92, 91.
I like anything involving Paul Bearer.
Yeah. Oh, he's so creepy.
Paul Bearer likes Carolyn's drawings, too.
Yeah.
He's still alive?
Yeah. He's on, like, Twitter and stuff.
He gives me the creeps.
Do you know that I actually looked him up on Wikipedia, like, probably 3 or 4 months ago, and I found out that when he was on his time off from WWE, he actually did work as an actual undertaker at a funeral home.
Okay.
Method acting, man. Method acting.
That should be your only sponsor for the show. I think you could pull it off. Don't even ask for money. Just you have to have Paul Bearer funerals.
They did kill him off in the storyline.
Yeah, just recently.
So is he dead? Quote unquote dead.
Well, he still has a Legends contract, right?
But he got killed before. Like,
this is so interesting, like, by the way, to me. I'm not joking.
When they killed Paul Bearer, really, it was probably like 2007 when they killed him the first time. They buried him, or they put him in like cement. They like dumped him in cement.
That's so badass.
And then the second time they killed him, they like dropped him off of like the edge of a building. I'm like, God, dude, how many times you kill a guy?
I think they need to bring him back. I know, like, personally, because he was like tweeting about how, like, he was like, yeah, a lot of the younger guys. Like, first of all, like, just to be a wrestler, I think a lot of people don't realize how much time and energy goes into it. Besides, like, making sure that they're healthy and their body is, like,
you know,
incredible.
One of our best friends is a professional wrestler. He wrestles under the name Sanjay Dutt.
Your friends?
Yeah. We went to high school with him. And,
cool.
Like, and, you know, we actually...
Joe,
like,
actually used to wrestle
him. Yeah, actually used to wrestle with him.
Joe, did you know, you might not know this, but little known fact... Joe is in Best of Backyard Wrestling's Volume 1 and 2.
And 2, on the covers.
I had no idea.
Like, in the beginning of college, people used to be like, wait a minute.
Holy shit.
Like, people would stop him in the hallway. I was with Joe one time, and people stopped him in the hallway, and they were like, dude, were you in Best of Backyard Wrestling DVD?
Now, here's the cool part I enjoyed about that.
Celebrity.
Is that, like, they were playing that DVD, the commercial for that DVD, on the E Channel during Howard Stern.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then one of the key moments of that commercial is me pile driving Sanjay Dutt on the top of a car. That's like an image that we see, like, every single time.
And then right after that, you see, like, whatever,
and girls
gone
girls
wild.
Ripping their shirt up. So.
Do you have? Do you have a copy of it? Yeah. No. Do you get cut from this or no?
No, we did not.
Oh,
I mean, we were like 16, 17.
Do you know? Like, do you still talk to these people that ran it or that produced it?
No, I don't.
It was like the girls gone wild. Guy.
Was it the same guy? Was it Joe Francis?
No, it can't be Joe Francis.
I thought it was.
You should get a few hundred of these and just sell them.
I mean, it is definitely true.
It's hilarious and awesome.
It is.
Do you drink alcohol?
I mean, like, even the fact of, like, when I saw it, like, I was like, oh my God, that's like me.
Yeah.
But at this point, it's I don't even know if I really want to get money from.
Do you drink
because
alcohol?
No, I don't.
You don't get tattoos.
Actually, that's one of my favorite wrestlers. Actually, is CM Punk.
CM Punk Chicago guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the reason why I'm just trying to think of things you could get for free with a copy of Backyard Wrestling signed by the guy on the cover.
See, I don't even know.
The only thing I can think of is tattoos and alcohol.
I'm trying to think. What? Dude, this guy's on the
cover.
That's
like unusable for you, Joe.
Maybe comics. Maybe
it's funny. That's like, I tried to think of, like, I wonder if I can tell people.
Actually, we should do that at our comic shows. Have, like, the
best
of Backyard Wrestling
featuring, and then, like, a giant 4x4.
We're on the cover.
Yeah. Not were. You're on the cover.
Oh yeah, I'm on the cover, man. It's
sorry, Carolyn. That's just here to bring you down to reality. You're not on the cover of Backyard Wrestling.
I'm not.
There's nothing you could do to change that.
I think we need to make our own backyard wrestling video.
I always thought it was like very. It was interesting because Karen would tell the story when she was. Her and her brother were like watching the best of backyard wrestling, and it's sort of like there's an uncomfortableness because like after the match,
okay, the thing is first of all, Joe doesn't even own the DVDs.
Yeah, I don't.
And what happened was is that what year was this when that DVD came out?
2000. That was like
2099 or I don't know. Anyway, so I was like,
it's called the Epic Battle. I had to actually the Epic Battle, and then on part two, the Epic Battle part two.
But the funny thing was like, I somehow, convinced my dad to buy it, out of all people. I was like, Dad, Joe is in this. We need this, you know? Like, and then my dad's like,
we need this?
I was like, well, Joe is in this. He's a big star. He's a big wrestling star.
What's really...
And it's true, because you were on the local news.
Yeah.
We're all really?
Yeah, well, you were on NBC4 before SNL started, because I remember I taped it on VHS because I stayed up for SNL.
See, I was self-promoting even way back then. I was never shy about, like, we need to tell the news that we're putting on wrestling shows.
How old were you?
I think when I started, I was 16. I ended when I was 18.
You didn't get paid for any of this?
Oh, we just did it.
They just did it for
and
fun.
And also, here's the interesting part is, like, a lot of backyard wrestling is just a bunch of, like, garbage, like, matches. Like, we just hit each other with weapons. The true fact is we actually put on like real matches.
You had shows.
We did shows and actually did moves and tried to work a match.
So if I was punching you, you weren't actually getting punched like some backyard wrestling.
Yeah, or I mean, in a sense, like it's we would wrestle the hard style, which is there'd be contact.
Yeah,
but you know, it's
but
not
more like a slap.
Yeah,
interesting.
And like that's what happened. So I really got into the film production aspect of doing it.
Okay,
and then he wanted to do pro wrestler, so Sanjay. That's what happened. Now I do Sanjay. Want to do pro wrestling for a living, and then that's what he does now, and then I'm doing film production.
What is he doing right now?
At this very moment?
Yeah.
He does have a daughter now.
Oh.
So
does she backyard wrestle?
Not yet. She's only about three months.
So
what? So it's on the but he swore that he doesn't want any of his family members to do pro wrestling at all.
Okay.
Because it's just, you know, it's not that, you know, it's an unglamorous lifestyle.
There's not one story of and it ended well.
Yeah.
Not one.
Did Tish ever break his nose during backyard wrestling?
Yeah, it's funny. He broke his nose backyard wrestling, but in the real pro wrestling, he's broke a tooth, he slept right his shoulder, dislocated elbow, neck is all messed up, his knee is bad.
And he's like 30.
Yeah, and he's like 30.
Great.
But also what he...
But the cool thing he did was the video game recently.
Because doing that... actually, he was friends with the best of backyard wrestling guys. What happened with that is best of backyard wrestling. I know he can tell the story better, but those guys made the best of backyard wrestling video game.
Yes.
And then he's actually in the video game. Like Sanjay Dutt is in part two. I'm not.
Why not?
Well, mainly because he pursued it more.
Can we remedy this situation? The 18, 15 year old's version of you is in the video game.
I don't know. I never liked any of my names.
What you okay.
Also is a production guy. You know what I mean?
Use your real name.
Use my real name.
Yes, and social security number
and
date of birth.
It was like really a lot of fun. And we put on great matches. I'd say that we were good.
How many people would show up?
I don't know. Like it wasn't a lot. It wasn't a lot. Not like hardcore shows.
But it's still cool.
But what I was saying about the video game is like Tisha's new endeavor, though.
Yeah, I mean, right now...
You asked what he was doing at this very moment.
Oh, at this very moment, he's actually doing motion capture.
Oh, cool.
So he does all the, like, majority of all the motion capture in the wrestling video games you see now.
Oh, so, like, he's the guy in
the suit.
The
new one that just came out.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So the new game, the real awesome game, WWE All-Stars, you've probably seen commercials for it. He did all of that. Entrances, nice. The moves... And everything like that.
But he's not part of the WWE.
No. That's the one federation he has not. He had a tryout match. But I think, I don't know, it's a different lifestyle. Because if you're with the WWE, you're never at home, basically. And he has a daughter and a family.
So he just does, like, local circuit stuff?
Oh, he does all around. Like, Japan, Australia, Canada. Because that's 2 weeks away.
Okay, so it's like mini tours.
Yeah.
And do those pay okay?
Yeah, those pay pretty well. Like out of state, they always pay.
Is it
a lot
comparable
higher.
To WWE?
No.
Is it really that much of a difference?
I believe it's a big difference.
Or is it like the marquee stars in the WWE are going to make a ton, but you got to put in like 3 to 5 years to get that?
Well, here's the thing. Like, so you make your money. From what I hear, you make your money off of, like, majority of it off of the shows, like house shows and stuff like that.
Okay. Merchandise.
Merchandise. That's probably where all the majority of your money is made in WWE. You got merchandise.
But doesn't
8x10 signature.
But doesn't that WWE take a cut of every single part of that, if not
of course.
Entire thing? And don't they own your
yeah, name they own and stuff. They own your
so
name.
So you can't make anything from that. It's kind of like the way Victory Records fucked over every band on that label.
Yeah. And also, like, even when Sanjay was working for TNA, like, he couldn't do our show. Well, he'd have to do our show as Sanjay. You know what I mean? He couldn't do it as his normal name. Because
even though that's
the
promoting them.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Or they'd have to get all these things you have to go through. And I was like, I don't want to deal with that right now. Yeah. but he was saying like, yeah, TNA would own his name for a certain amount of years and stuff like that. And, you know, but also with the WWE, you wrestle like 6 to 5 days a week.
And these other circuits are like 2 weeks on.
No, like
a month off.
Or like 1 week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, or like, you know, one. So if you're wrestling like 1 week compared to 5 days a week,
yeah,
you're getting paid more.
So this guy has time to heal, and yet he still has all of these gnarly messed up.
Oh, those are his injuries he had. I mean, he's healed up. You know
I'm
what
sure
I mean?
He's yeah. healed up, yeah.
But can we go back for a second to
Vicky Guerrero? No.
To like when you were talking about how like I got the DVD of Back to Backyard Wrestling.
Oh yeah,
your dad.
Yeah, and my dad was like, okay. like at first he was like, but me and my brother actually pleaded. We're like, we need this. Joe's in it. Like we need it. And then he was like,
I don't really know why I never bought it.
Yeah, why?
That's why I always wondered. And then I was like, well, because we were like at Sam Goody or
there's
something.
There was a time where it was like, sold in a 2-pack too, and I was like, maybe I should buy the 2-pack. But the thing is,
did
though,
do we have volume one or both?
You have volume one, I think.
Oh, we don't even have volume two.
But here's the thing: it's like even when I was doing backyard wrestling, I hated backyard wrestling.
What do you mean?
Like as in like watching it. Because
watching other people.
Yeah, I really hated watching other people. Not because the thing is
that totally makes
me
sense.
Me and Sanjay, we actually tried to put on like real matches. We watched like, you know, we loved Chris Benoit, Eddie Guerrero. We loved the like mm-hmm. Rey Mysterio. We loved all Rob Van Dam and like Jerry Lynn and all those guys that can put on good moves and matches. That was our goal. Everyone else was just let's put you on fire and let's put you through thumbtacks. But they knew nothing about psychology, so we were actually like learning more psychology.
But they were just doing like body damage. Like, you know, they're just like, let's see how crazy we are and like, light you on fire.
Yeah, we really wanted people to watch our matches for the sake of matches. Like we had amazing matches. Like we're doing moves and spots and stuff like that. And then on the Best of Backyard Wrestling, like every other match I was like, oh, this is garbage. I can't watch this. So I was like, do I really want to spend $20 at that time for, you know, DVD?
But you're in it.
Yeah, but I already have the raw tape.
I guess.
So it's like,
but wouldn't you want to own then, the yeah, cover of like?
And then see Tyling Buck's like boobs and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, this is what I was getting
see,
at.
What?
This is what I was getting at was that like so we're watching you know the video at home. My dad's there. My dad's not really into wrestling at all, really, because he's always like, "What's this crap? This is fake." Or he doesn't really promote the fakeness of it, but he just doesn't really see the value in wrestling. Like he just kind of thinks it's like low class or something.
It's easy to dismiss it.
Yeah, I mean it is.
And I'm always fighting for that.
And you know what?
Be.
Like in a way, I don't blame him. Like we're not like really like high end like royalty or anything like that. But just knowing like how he was raised and like his generation and like just his personality in general, I don't really see him like as a wrestling guy. You
of
know,
course,
which,
of course,
which is fine. You know, not everyone's gonna like that. But anyway, but he doesn't like try to necessarily disrespect it.
Oh,
but
did you bring up the image? Awesome.
He doesn't try to disrespect it, but oh, that's the best character.
I was waiting.
Oh, but keep going.
But anyway, but he doesn't like try to disrespect it, but he's just like, oh, I'm not into that crap.
Yeah.
You know, anyway. But anyway, so we're watching it with him, and then like in between each match, there's like this model or stripper or something, and she's like, hey boys. And then like but then it's like in the background there's just like a tree with a fence of like the neighbor's
it's like,
yard.
It's a backyard.
Yeah. And then like she starts like doing this little like strip dance and like taking off her shirt to the point where she lifts it all the way up until like the nipple part. So you can see like I don't know what is that called?
Areola?
You can see like
the bottom of the boob?
Yeah, the bottom cleavage.
I don't know what that's called.
There's like a word for that. I don't know. I'm
bottom
not like
boob?
A I'm not like
bottom
a sexual deviant
sure.
enough.
Bottom
to know.
Bottom boob cleavage.
But it's like cleavage of the boob, but bottom part.
Cleavage of the boob.
Yeah, and but then you know she like lifts it up, and then like at this point I was like what, like 17 years old, and you're still kind of like watching it. Your dad's there, and my brother was like 15, you know, and we're just like watching it, and we're like, this is on here, or like, and like it was just kind of like embarrassing to like have your dad and your brother watch it.
When
just,
you were doing it, were there, like, the girls were not on site?
No,
that was just added later.
It was just added later
because actually the girl that's on there is
between.
In
between each match, they just did a little strip tease.
But the girl that's on there is actually like a former like wrestling valet.
What?
Yeah, like that blonde chick that you see on the cover. That's like her name in WCW was Major Guns, and then now she, then she turned to porn.
Oh,
of course.
And then you, what does the ICP have to do with any of this?
ICP?
Yeah, St. Clown Posse is on the cover of Backyard Wrestling 2.
Well, you know, they're, you know, of course, they're, ICP is massive fans of wrestling. Actually, they have their actual own wrestling
federation.
I know
that, yeah.
So they, you know, they just, you know, they want their cut too.
I bet they got paid.
I also think they are partially might have done Backyard Wrestling as well.
I don't know. I don't know that much
like
about
it. It's funny. It's funny how, like, at first when I heard of ICP and I saw them, I'm like, oh, you know, they're rapping and then they're talking about Great Malenko and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're Christian.
Yeah, and then but when I looked at it, like, it didn't make sense to me until I found out they were into wrestling. And I was like, this makes complete sense, man. Like, their whole persona.
Are they,
like, yeah.
Are they into comics, too?
Yeah, they are into comics.
Yeah. They had, I think they had their own for a while.
The
right?
funny thing is like...
ICP actually wrestled, man.
I honestly don't know anything about them besides how they look.
You're good, don't.
And but the funny thing is like, we like a lot of the same stuff, but then it's like,
that's
oh.
That's sad.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
Sorry. Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
You should change what you'd like. So you as not to be ICP fans.
Yeah, I'm gonna, you, we're gonna like what should we like instead? Like, what are the direct opposites of wrestling and comics? Like literary
science.
Magazine
novels, Nova, anything with to do with science.
I like
atheism
and Nova. And
that's good. Yeah, I'd like all those things. Masterpiece Theater. I'm serious. It's good.
It's funny. It's
vinyl,
cheese and crackers.
What? That could be white trash and high end. That's the
well,
great.
Well, depends what
uniter.
Type of cheese you're eating.
That's true, and the type of cracker.
Man, you know how much confidence I got from doing like all the wrestling stuff afterwards. Felt like you could do anything.
Yeah,
because like you're yeah. taking these bumps and you're like, yeah, it's throw true. Me off. Like there's, I've done some crazy stuff. Like I've been hit by cars. I've been thrown
yeah.
off of cars.
You were
I've been
you jumped
off,
off. You jumped off the roof of the school.
Yeah.
How many stories of the school?
I don't know.
It was a lot, and I was just like, "What? You're crazy!" It's
what did
like
you jump
this
onto?
Local legend.
No, I wasn't jumped. I was thrown.
No. What were you thrown onto?
I was thrown onto a C train.
What's a C train?
That's like one of those. It's where they keep like all like the gear, like the gear for PE and stuff. Like it's a little trailer thing.
It's like a train. Like
oh, okay,
if you were to
so,
picture a train without wheels.
So you were thrown into like an aluminum roof.
Then I got thrown off of that.
So it was like a 10-foot fall, 10-foot fall.
Yeah.
What were you thrown off of the aluminum roof onto?
Wait, what?
The C train. What after that?
Oh, ground.
But like, yes, but like,
like
gravel,
grass?
No.
Grass, cement.
Like a thin ass mat.
Oh, okay. There's a mat. You're fine.
No, this. Yeah, but that like it's like a it wasn't that mat did shit. It did nothing.
What was the worst injury you or any of your friends suffered from Backyard?
Sanjay broke his nose.
That's not that bad. Let's be honest.
It's
more I broke my nose in baseball.
But,
okay, come on.
But did you break your nose being chokeslammed off of a C train and then the bottom half of the table hitting your face on the way down?
Doesn't matter how you break your nose.
Yeah,
it's the same equivalent.
Were you wearing a cow suit with an old man mask?
Okay, that's the interesting part. Did the old man mask like make it harder for his nose to heal?
But here's what's funny is that when you're doing this stuff, it's you have to find out that you're injured later.
Oh, I'm sure. It's the adrenaline is insane.
Yeah.
And you're like, what, 15 to 18?
Like,
you're essentially invincible.
But what's great about when Sanjay broke his nose, he was walking around fine. And then we all had to look at his face and be like, I think your nose is broken.
Yeah,
man.
Of course.
Like,
yeah.
He's like, are you sure?
Yeah.
We're like, yeah, it's out of line. We're like, I don't know. Let me touch it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. It was like that.
Did you pull it out?
When you're that young, it's adrenaline and youth and vigor. And when you're 20 to death, it's alcohol and drugs. And that's what you do.
It's weird. When you take chair shots, it's sort of like you'll measure that. You're like, oh, that wasn't as bad as this other one. The worst injuries I usually get happen to like my right ankle.
Okay.
Because it's because when you there's something about when I fall, when you fall wrong,
mm-hmm.
like you're or at least when I fell wrong, like I lean to one side,
yeah.
and my ankle will catch it wrong.
Yeah.
So I try not to take that. I try not to take many back bumps as much.
That makes sense.
But when I injured my ankle the first time, I was jumping off a C train and no one decided to catch me.
Are they supposed to catch you?
Yeah, it's a teamwork thing.
Okay,
it's teamwork, but
it's like improv.
But when you're jumping on a guy that is already skinny and weak,
yeah,
he's and scared.
Yeah,
that's the big fear is like the other person being afraid. That's,
what did your parents
you
think of this?
Well, I wasn't doing
did
drugs and I wasn't on the street doing anything, and they're very proud.
So they're cool with it.
Yeah, I mean, they're the ones who were told me, "Oh, my son's on the news. It's gonna be awesome." Three times.
You're in the news three times.
Three times.
You grew up in a very boring area, didn't you?
I don't know.
They're like, we have nothing else to report on. Let's just
We're gonna cover this three times.
No, kids.
CBS, NBC, and Fox.
Yeah, exactly. They're very boring.
Morning, 10 o'clock, and then the 6 o'clock.
Did the people at school
know you were doing this? No, there was one after, because there was the one before SNL, the 10 o'clock news.
That must have been that one, yeah.
They could have rebroadcast. It's a segment piece. They could do it whenever. But what was...
what's going on in the town that this
is
the
where
thing?
Are you from?
No, but here's the thing, is that we promoted it. It wasn't...
I get that. Yeah, but I don't know why. They're still covering this, okay?
It was amazing, dude. We're like, wow.
No, but it was just like the NBC4 Washington.
But when the first... When the first one, this is, we really just started to discover how the media really works.
Yeah, how easy it is.
It's just sort of like, oh, you just tell them and they show up?
Yeah.
I was like, wow. So that's what we did. We said, we're putting on a show, come by.
Yeah.
And then a lot of times they would have a different slant on, like, you know, how they're going
to. I'm sure they did, like, is this destroying youth culture slant?
So one of them was, like, negative, and they're like, how the youth is, how wrestling is being influenced. Like, they would have, like, a serious. You know, they would talk about WWF at that time and then be like, and then we have these kids here in Northern Virginia. What do you guys think? You know, and they have clips of us doing the moves. Like, any press is good press.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh shit, we're on that. Yeah, man. And we put posters on the wall in school saying, like, we're going to be on TV at this time. Because they tell us in advance.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Did the school ever get mad at you for using school grounds for most of your matches?
No, it's so very surprising.
That is weird.
Did they even know that you were doing it?
Because, again, we weren't even wrestling on in, like, backyard. We were wrestling on the school.
On the school.
We, like,
I would be at track practice.
We made our own, like, arena.
Like,
area.
I would see you guys wrestling, and I'm, like, running around the track. And they're, like, over on the side, like, just jumping off the C-trains.
We made, like, an arena on the side of, like, the tennis court.
And they knew about this.
Did they know?
They had to have known. No one... No one really said anything.
That's insane.
Because they'd be like,
oh, it's just fake. It's just fake. You know what I mean?
Let's say someone, like, really did get super injured or something.
Which is, very likely that someone would die.
Let's just say, like, what if, you know, they were like, I don't know how, what if, like, somebody's parents, like, disapproved and they were like, what, you were doing this at school? And then they, like, sue the school?
Or
I'm just making up some scenario.
Any adult should disapprove of this on school grounds.
What's so amazing is that we really took the creation of character serious. Like,
That's awesome.
We really were like, all right, man, you have to be, like, you know, you like Macho Man? Maybe we can channel Macho Man into you. You know what I mean?
It's looking back on it, you guys like really did take it seriously, like as if it was a job.
And that's why, that's why I hated all other backyard wrestling, because I was like, man, we're not even backyard wrestling. You were better than you fuckers.
But the thing is like, on one end of it, it's like it was pure fun. But then the other end of it, it's like you really did take it seriously.
And also,
for as much as it could be.
And you know, in pro wrestling, they have like the vignettes and stuff like that. They shoot the interviews. That was the part.
Did you do that?
We did all of that. Every single bit of that. We even did like the, you know how like back in the day where they'd have like the interviews pop up in the corner? Yeah. We even put that into our post-production. We did promos where someone would get jumped. We would spend like afternoons going around town shooting promos.
Oh yeah, and you went to the train station.
And I swear to God, that helped me, like that experience really helped me to speak in front of audiences.
Oh yeah.
Man.
That's true.
Because for my run, our climax, we actually wrestled a match in front of our high school. And like that itself was crazy, and also I didn't like the mat that they gave us because they're like, you're wrestling, we're gonna give you this mat. So we decided not to wrestle on the mat at all. So all the moves we did were straight onto the like this hardwood floor. Yes, I was in pain the next day.
What?
So bad.
Oh my God.
So bad. But it was worth it, man.
I remember a couple times you were actually in the hallway
of school. I have no regrets over that. Yeah, and
did you break tables like in the actual hallway?
Yeah.
Of
so what? See, that's what happens when you're like.
But
well,
you got
I
in trouble for that.
Yeah.
Like one of the janitors is like, you can't be doing this, kids.
This is some of the most wholesome high school behavior you could ever have.
Like we were doing like moonsaults off
is,
of lockers
like,
and stuff like that.
You were doing like marijuana or
was
like.
Doing marijuana.
You know,
yeah,
you
this
like,
is the safest,
I'm just
nicest
saying, like,
violent
like,
activity you could ever do.
You weren't even like smoking cigarettes. You were just.
We're just causing physical harm.
Causing physical
also,
harm.
It's cool because we'd also shoot like angles like in the school.
Jesus.
Like
Christ.
Like we'd let that like and that was, you know, that's how I learned like to shoot. You
no,
know
I'm
mean?
Sure.
It was so awesome.
It's so nice and wholesome.
Consensual wholesome activity.
This is like cute. This is super cute.
And look where it led.
Yeah.
Know? Like Tish.
Yeah, so. I mean that's. We knew what we wanted. So that, I mean a lot of people didn't even know. They're like, I don't even know where I'm going to school. He's like, I'm going to be a pro wrestler. I want to make fucking movies. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. True,
it's
you
good.
Guys made something out of it.
I don't know what everyone else is doing.
No, it's all downhill from
So, Brandon, what did you do in high school?
I did awful things. I did awful. Tell us about negative, all of negative them. Things.
Yes. And if we run out of time, we'll just continue.
That's fine. I wasted my time in bands and zines and dating girls and things like that and trying to make films not
so
well.
Did any of the things, looking back on it, lead to like where you are now?
Oh, all of it led to the talk show. Yeah. So all of it led to hosting your own talk show for no reason.
I love that you're rocking Chicago today, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's where my. I'll say that right now, my favorite wrestler is CM Punk.
CM Punk?
And he's
is that current day or all time?
All like right now, current day. Okay. And probably almost all time. You know, like the only super straight edge wrestler there is.
I don't
is.
Like straight edge. Sorry, buddy.
But like just his. But the thing is, he plays it as a heel.
I know.
But like that's what I loved about him. No. Though, because like that adds the. You know, well, you will you hate him, though. That's what's cool.
But everyone hates CM Punk. Like,
not in Chicago.
Like, really?
Yeah, all the people I know
like
in wrestling.
Is he like the hero there?
Not the hero, but everyone likes him because he's a nice guy.
So how often
is he? I heard he's an asshole.
I've heard he's a nice guy.
I think he's nice as long as you don't bother him when he's like eating or something, or he's like at a restaurant.
I'm sure.
You know,
I'm sure
like...
that's it. And let's be honest.
I didn't know that he was that big in Chicago. That
in terms
really...
of the, I know very few wrestling current wrestling fans in Chicago, but yeah, they all said nice things about CM Punk.
That's why I hear it's like. Wrestlers big in Chicago is like Colt Cabana.
Obviously Colt Cabana. Yeah.
Oh my God, we
I didn't even know that.
Did you know Colt Cabana actually has a podcast?
Yeah, and he does comedy. Oh. My friend is good friends with him. Marty DeRose is very good friends with Colt Cabana.
Oh, wow.
Colt Cabana.
I've never met Colt, but my friend Marty is. He's in one of my movies. Like that's
really?
Yeah. These are friends of friends. It's weird. Yeah, Colt Cabana is very popular and like he does the like what's it, not the Luchador stuff. What's that tour called?
The Lucha?
Yeah. I'm sorry. This is derailing everything. I apologize.
But he does do a lot. And
he's doing comedy now. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's trying to do comedy. He is.
What type of comedy? Like stand-up?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's trying to do stand-up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I mean, like, I honestly didn't know who Colt Cabana was until probably about maybe 5 or 6 months ago.
I've never seen him wrestle.
He's pretty good.
I only know of him because of my friend. Yeah.
He wrestles a completely different style.
Yeah.
It's more of like...
It's more acrobatic?
It's clever acrobatic.
Okay.
As opposed to like, I'm going to hit you hard. He's just going to outsmart you.
Kind of like a comedy.
Yeah.
A little bit.
He's good at the...
Comedic wrestling?
Dude, I love comedic wrestling. I actually had two feds in back in the day. One was the NWWA, which was more serious. And I had HCW, which some people thought it was stands for hardcore wrestling. Mm-hmm. But it was hardcore comedic wrestling. So we focus more on like
shouldn't
the,
it be HCCW?
Yeah,
yeah, but whatever. But it was like, well, that's when we focus. I mean, I like developing characters out of wrestling. That's to me, that's where it's at.
Wrestling's fun the same way comics are fun, but it's very easy to not understand the detachment.
Yeah,
and that's the problem. And I think the majority of wrestling and comic fans that give it the stereotype do not understand the separation.
Yeah.
Neither of you guys had to have a wheelchair to get in my door because you're not crazy fat. And neither of you guys have so much blanket acne, you just scare people. You're relatively good-looking people, you're in shape, and you work in fields that are not populated with this. You defy the stereotype.
I hope so.
I like
and
to
that's
think
not
that
a knock.
Always, though.
Well, that's true, like, but like that's not a knock on the people...
Yeah.
That support you guys, or that support graphic novels, or wrestling, or whatever.
Comedy.
I feel like that we're into a lot. I mean, like, I guess there's a lot of people these days that are like claiming to be like nerdy or something like that. I don't claim myself to be nerdy.
Yeah, that's like a cool thing now.
Yeah, it's weird. Like Chris Hardwick he does the Nerds podcast, obviously, and he's like the nerd. Chris Hardwick's always been good looking. The host is singled out, you know?
And he's on G4 now.
He's on G4. Yeah, yes, you're doing G4, and yes, you're a smart guy.
And he talks like, oh, what up?
I think it's just like a market now.
It's
like,
totally
it is
like,
a market.
It's quite disturbing. Cool. I don't enjoy that whatsoever. I'm a dude. That's what I am. I'm just a guy.
They should... Well,
that's
then,
all I am.
But how, like you know how we make, you know how we make that into a character? It'll be a capital, all capital, the.
The guy.
The guy. The
no,
guy.
But I mean, like, I feel like all three of us are
or
just like normal
the
people.
Guy.
We're just
we're
normal,
but then on the other hand, it's like our interests aren't necessarily normal.
Everyone has fringe interests. We just decided to follow those into careers.
True.
Yeah, I totally forgot what we're talking about there.
We didn't actually
we
start
wrestling.
With anything.
We
started with
Colt.
Wrestling.
We were
Colt Cabana.
Colt Cabana.
That was like the main, and like your Chicago connection. So did you grow up in Chicago?
I am from Chicago. I just moved to D.C. in October.
So you went to high school in Chicago.
I went to high school in Oak Park, Illinois, and I lived in high school in Westchester, Oak Park, in Chicago.
Cool.
Oak Park is directly west of Chicago. So if you think of D.C., it's like as close as the Pentagon is to Chicago. It's one stop away on the train.
Okay.
And it's surrounded on both sides by Chicago. So it's like this weird hole. You know Berwyn? You've never seen Svengoolie, but you'd love it. It goes, I'm just talking for no one right here, giving the visual map.
No, they know.
Oak Park, Berwyn, Cicero, Chicago. Oak Park, and then to the north of Chicago.
We're gonna have to
continue.
On our next show, directly after this, we're gonna have to just talk about you, man.
Okay.
We're gonna dig deep. We're gonna get to the bottom.
Be like, this is your life.
To the bottom of Brandon.
Okay.
But before we leave this show, at least let's plug so people know where we can find you and all the stuff we need to know.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm at youmethemeverybody.com. It's a podcast. Carolyn's been a guest on it. Joe will be a guest in June. We have live shows. We did the talk show live in three cities, D.C., New York, and Chicago. So all that stuff is there. That's it. Subscribe. Sweet. Say nice things.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us for this week, man. It was actually great
in my apartment.
Yes, in your studio. In the studio.
In the studio apartment.
So there you go, everyone. Thanks for listening. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And that's Brandon.
Brandon. I don't know what you want me to
say. Stay positive, everybody.
Here's my chemical romance.
Here's my chemical romance.
Curls-studio.com.
That's straight production.
Straightproductions.com.
Catch y'all later. You can drink and it has never been enough. I gave you blood. 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 I'm the kind of human wreckage that you love.